press release came through late last night in relation to the English Millennium, Saturday, February 8th. And I said this when we were at the Millions guys last week, that what's going to happen is that you have the Magic Millions. It's like this sort of line in the sand, so to speak, where you now have these two-year-olds racing. You'll then have the English Millennium. Then we'll be talking Golden Slippers, Golden Gifts, the new Autumn Carnival lineup. Before you know it, it'll be the championships, and then we're off to Brisbane for winter carnivals and then back for spring. So it just will continue to roll on and pump out now as the autumn approaches. One thing about this English Millennium, we've got a $2 million English Millennium, which is, look, the market now open at the tab. A number of these horses that are in this market, I don't know if you guys have sort of been following the two-year-olds as closely as I have. Name some of them would end up a bump out of here. Dame Giselle from the Snowden team does have Doubtful beside its name at the $6 favourite, but Sells a Beal, who was very unlucky on debut at the $7 price, Wild Ruler at $7, Dubai Star at $13, but now we've just got big money on offer. It opens up another little pathway. And of course, Castle Vecchio last year with Richard Litt. Guys, what about how Richard Litt would be feeling? Run second in the Cox Plate, Shawnee. Lice Grasseur wins the Cox Plate, Frosty Lane, how good. It's the best horse in Japan, comes out and wins the big race in Japan. Richard Litt sitting back going, well, I've been beaten by you, on the limit, mind you, as well, as a three-year-old, but that's unbelievable form. It's world-class form and won this race, the English Millennium, last year.
Well, and it has come into one of the top form two-year-old races for last year. But then also on that same day, Dave, on February 8th, there's also that $1 million English sprint for three-year-olds over the 1,100 metres. So it will be great when we do speak to Sebastian Hutch just to talk about the day's racing.
I think he's there. Morning, Sebastian.
Team, how's it going?
Very good, mate. Must be excited by not only the sales approaching, but this race day, Sat Feb 8, Warwick Farm, $2 million. And, of course, you can now hang your hat on Castle Vecchio last year. It's could be, if not one of the best three-year-olds in the country.
Yeah, he's obviously a fantastic horse, and you know, it was great to have him win the first renewal of the race. I mean, you hope that the race contains quality racehorses, because it's obviously a reflection of the stock you're selling. But I don't think even the most optimistic amongst us could have expected it to play out as well as it did. I mean, between the Millennium and the Sprint, I mean, the Sprint was a fantastic race. You remember Fiesta and Estajab fighting down the straight at Warwick Farm. So, we're looking forward to another great day this year.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of text messages rolled in about the experience, not only of the race day, but the sales. if punters are wanting to come to the sales, they're not in big syndicates, they've never bought horses before, they're allowed to just attend and observe, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a great spectacle, as you say. I mean, the sale starts Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We welcome anybody and everybody out to the sale. You know, the theatre of it is something that I think people really enjoy. It's, you know, you never know what great horse you're going to see going through the ring. I think people find it interesting to follow the progress of horses they've seen at sale as racehorses subsequently. We're in a great environment in Australia where it's really easy to do that. You know, all the information is so readily accessible. Okay. You know, you can go to our website and download the catalogue, or go on the iPad app and download the catalogue, or similarly, just pick up a hard copy, either by coming and picking one up at our office or emailing us and we'll send one out. You can go through the book, look at all the pedigrees. You know, people recognize great horses that they've followed through their careers in just about every pedigree in the book. And, you know, you can then follow the pathway of those horses through the various websites and through the various media publications as their career unfolds. It's very good fun.
808 yearlings catalogued for this classic sale, which will run from Feb 9 to Feb 11, so the Sunday to the Tuesday, at your Riverside Stables complex. I know it's early doors, but any potential standouts or any rumblings you've heard from any of the vendors?
Oh, look, vendors are naturally a pessimistic breed, Dave. You know, they tend to get nervous in advance of sales. But we're really pleased with the quality of book we've put together. You know, you go through the sire index, which is towards the front of the book, and you see the stallions represented. All the big stallions are there. You know, I'm Invincibles, you know, Fast and Rocks, Zoo Stars, Not a Single Doubt. You know, all the high-profile stallion. But I think what's really exciting about this sale is traditionally it's been a great platform for young stallions to make their mark. You know, I'm Invincible was sold here himself as a yearling, and so was Brazen Bowl. You know, Brazen Bowl has gone on to prove himself to be a very good stallion in his own right. And I think you look at the book and see some of the younger stallions represented. You have Capitalist, American Pharaoh, Shalah, Winning Rupert, Star Turn, and then horses that have first two-year-olds like Pride in Dubai, Vancouver, Headwater. You know, there are three young stallions that have made a big mark with their first two-year-olds. So there's a great diversity to the book.
And you must be buoyed by, you know, we obviously had sales at the start of the year on the Gold Coast. Sale rate was good there. So there was this concern that the general economy might be in a downturn, but in the horse game, people are still keen to spend up and buy good stock, as you said.
Oh, look, I think from the point of view of people involved in Bloodstock, we owe, we owe a great debt of gratitude to the passion of the people involved, the administrators. I think there are over 60 races run in Australia for over $1 million or more in prize money. Prize money, if it hasn't topped it already, would go very close to topping $800 million across Australia, which is really quite extraordinary. Everybody in the world wants to race horses here, not just in Sydney and Melbourne, but right across the country. And our breeders do a wonderful job producing quality race horses. It's been demonstrated time and time again. You know, you look at the Melbourne Cup as recently as November. You have a horse like Bowen Declare, who's a classic graduate. You know, he could have been bought here for less than $100,000. You know, he was a great value horse, and he repelled every international challenger. And, you know, they come from all over the world to try and win it, but it was a classic graduate that won it. And, you know, he's a great example of the quality that you can source through Australian bloodstock sales.
Mate, we look forward to having you on closer to the date. Good luck with the race day and also the big sales, mate. And, yeah, we'll see you very, very soon.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. A few bacon and egg rolls on offer, etc.